Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But let's start with this news from Josina Anderson today, who reported that it's unclear if Cliff Kingsbury actually wants to interview for head coaching vacancies. Four teams have come out and said they want to talk to Kingsbury to try to add him to their lists of prospects for openings at head coach. The Raiders, the Bears, the Jets, the Jaguars, the Patriots, and the Saints all have openings. And reportedly, four of those teams have already reached out to Washington to try to talk to Cliff Kingsbury. But what Josina Anderson is reporting is that it's unknown if Kingsbury even wants to interview. What I find curious about this is he said at the podium publicly last week he wants to be a head coach again. Now, he was asked directly, will you interview this year? And he essentially non-answered that and said he's not going to comment on that. But I think if you weren't going to interview this year, it would be really easy to have just said, no, I'm not going to. The reason you non-answer there is because you don't want to add to the distraction. You don't want to confirm that you're doing it. But to me, that whole press conference was an open for business sign from Cliff Kingsbury to say, a lot of people are in control of my narrative and what I want to do. I'm telling you guys I want to be a head coach again. And then he had a chance to say, not this year, though. And he didn't do that.
Right. I think he handled it very well, by the way, to market himself and sort of stay on the radar, but not be a distraction. Again, I wouldn't be critical of him at all after those comments, and I'm certainly not now. I mean, you can love where you're at. That's not a crime. But you also don't want to take yourself out of consideration. Like, for example, I love what I'm doing. If some network stupidly comes tomorrow and goes, you know what, Danny, we think you're great, $6 million a year, I'll say, Grant, it's been awesome. Darris, Ryan, Toby, thanks for the memories. Deuces, right? I mean, you don't know. That's the point there is none of those jobs sound great. Everyone's got a wrinkle. They're not open because everything's gone well. But if Chicago goes to you and says, $10 million a year, 7 years, you know, buck stops with you, with everybody on the staff down to the trainers, and whatever situation you want, we'll create for you. Maybe that's appealing all of a sudden. Like, you don't know. So to me, he walked the tightrope there where he's like, hey, I'm happy here. I'm thrilled. But yeah, I want to be a head coach again. And he's one of the hot commodities right now.
You look at the coaches oftentimes where it doesn't work. They don't have a quarterback. When you leave and you get a really good QB situation, you have a chance to be Dan Quinn and have 12 wins and a playoff berth in your first season. You have a chance to be Jim Harbaugh and get 11 wins and be a favorite in a postseason game in your first season because you inherited Justin Herbert. And that's why I think if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you can't have hard and fast rules on whether or not you want to interview for jobs in your first year after being the OC of the Commanders. Because you've got to decide, when am I going to have my best opportunity to have a lot of success? He's probably only going to get one more crack at being a head coach if it doesn't go well. If he fails and gets fired after 2-3 years, whatever, you might not get a third chance. You just get labeled a really good coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo style or whatever, and you never get those opportunities again. But that's where I think he will and is going to be choosy. I would bet he interviews for jobs, but that he also turns down some interview opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the Saints come to him, maybe you interview for that job because it's New Orleans and it's a veteran quarterback. If the Patriots come to him or the Bears and you've got Drake May and Caleb Williams as high upside prospects, I think you like that interview. If the Jaguars come to you with Trevor Lawrence and say, hey, we really want to interview you, Cliff, maybe you take that opportunity because you think you and Trevor Lawrence can win football games. But respectfully to the Jets, if they come knocking, or the Raiders with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew this year, I'm probably saying no to those opportunities. By the way, when it comes to the Raiders and Cliff Kingsbury, let's not forget, that was the job he was taking.
That's right.
He was at the final minute of the negotiation, basically. They'd done 99% of the work, and something fell through, and then he came to Washington while I was on Radio Row during the Super Bowl week last year as their coordinator. So that's already gone sideways for him one time anyway with that group. But I just wonder. She doesn't specify which four teams have come forward to try to interview him. She says at least four of the six openings have requested permission to interview Cliff Kingsbury.
Makes sense. I mean, in the sense that the reason I thought he was going to leave ultimately, and we disagreed about that, who knows if I'm going to end up being right or wrong, probably wrong, to be honest with you. But this is where you are now. The spotlight's really shining, right? Where everyone's going, look at the playoff teams. Who's here? Well, wait a minute. There's this guy with a rookie quarterback that hit a lull, but now they've had another renaissance. Look what he's gotten out of him. And look what he's when you start to unearth kind of, or turn over some of the stones and look at sort of the nuts and bolts and kind of the engine under the hood, you go, wait, he's doing this with Zach Ertz, who was available for anybody to sign at any point in time, who has as many yards after the catch as the guys in the press box. He's doing this with wide receivers that were afterthoughts and cuts. He's doing it without Austin Ekeler, a running game that's averaging 2.8 a pop with their lead back over the last 6 weeks, and they're still scoring 30 a game. That might be a pretty good guy to mentor my young quarterback who's gone through a journey. He's already been a head coach before, still very young, still probably awesome at the podium. There's some interest there. There should be.
The only job I would definitely leave for if I was Kingsbury, I'm not even sure if he could get, and that's the Patriots job. Started his career playing in New England, by the way, as a sixth-round pick. But I would leave and I would go work with Drake May and try to run my own program with Robert Kraft, who is his own set of issues at this point, but is a several-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame caliber owner. I think I would consider the Jaguars job, but it seems like Shad Khan is a bit of a boob to me.
Yes.
Like, that is a dysfunctional ownership operation at this point. There's no way I'd leave a cushy opportunity to run it back with Jaden Daniels to coach the Jets. And there's no way I would leave this situation to go call plays for Derek Carr in a bad cap situation in New Orleans. The Bears is the most curious other one.
Yeah, I'm into the Bears. Everyone's very down on them, and they've decided Ryan Poles is an idiot.
Ownership.
Yeah, that is
GM on a hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback, who is a question mark, I would say. Caleb Williams is massive upside, a lot of talent.
Yep.
If you want to talk about just negative plays, I don't mean the actual stat of losing yards on a play, but there's actually data on this now in the analytics community of like quarterback killed plays, where there was no pressure, but somehow you eventually got sacked, or you ruined a play that otherwise should have worked. Like, he is one of the worst in the league in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a scary season with the bad stuff. The good stuff that he displays also makes you think, in a better scheme with a better surrounding cast, I don't mean receivers-wise, but offensive line, coaching, insulation, he could be a lot better. I'm just saying it's not a slam dunk.
No, not at all.
If you're leaving Jaden Daniels, I think you want a layup. You want a seven-footer. You want a bunny. I don't think the Bears is a bunny. I think it's a risk.
I think they're all risks to a degree because New England has $1 billion in cap space, but you still have to go get players correctly. But I see your point.
But it's a lot less of a risk to me when you watched May the way he played with that cast this year and the pick they've got and the money they have than Caleb Williams, who's holds the ball forever, takes bad sacks. It just didn't look the same.
No, it didn't look good, but Kingsbury has an insight that most of us don't. He could tell you right now, this minute, you know whose fault that was? It was Caleb's. I ain't taking that job. Or he'd go, that's because they had no idea what they were doing. This dude is splendid. I know it because I was working with him for an entire year every single day. So he's got that, it'll be telling to see how interested he is or is not in that gig, right? I think because of that. I mean, to me, I think it's part and parcel. He's going to be a playmaker no matter what. You're going to have to deal with some of those negative things where he's running around when there's no problem. But, oh my God, those fourth quarter drives against Washington. You go, that's why it's worth it. That's why it's worth seeing this one through because of that ceiling. And, Kingsbury's done a pretty darn good job here.
And ownership group is really
bad. They're not good.
I don't know if you watched McCaskey's press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yes.
Kingsbury's only 45. So I also get your point about striking while the iron's hot, but see Ben Johnson, and I know he's a bit of a unicorn, but I don't know that it's a rush when you have a really good situation that is set up to be sustainably fun. If not, like,
totally
if
true.
The worst case scenario for Kingsbury is, let's say they regress next year and the year after, and you have to build it back up after that. So you just kept getting paid by the Cardinals for three more years.
Yeah.
Because he got extended, and he's on the books for another 3 years for them. And you're just calling plays. And then you got to go build it back up somehow. Like, that's the worst-case scenario.
And which ain't bad.
At the end of those 3 years, you're just a lot richer, and you're 48 years old, and you're still really good-looking. You're probably still going to be,
yeah, you'll be okay.
On some radars, I would think.
Now it's the college job comes calling or whatever. I mean, who knows? He's set up pretty well, mostly because of that Arizona head coaching extension that he got before getting blown out. He's got a little bit more leverage maybe than most would.
Just wanted to get that out of the way because it did just come out today via Josina Anderson here that four of the six teams have reached out to Washington about Cliff Kingsbury, according to her reporting, but it is not yet known which, if any, of those interviews he is going to take.